Okay. It's your boy, yo. DJ ATL Atlanta Styles, here live on the Six Sides Radio Network. All right, what's up, Six Sides? What's up, Pride and Joy? How y'all doing this evening?
What's going on, everybody?
I am
everybody?
Doing just
welcome.
Absolutely fine.
Welcome, welcome, welcome,
that's
everyone.
Great.
So, this is our first show of 2023, am I correct?
Yes. Yes, you're correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Yep, our first show. So we are a week into January for this 2023. Once again, everyone, welcome to the Six Eyes Radio Network, kicking it with Six Eyes, ATL, Pride and Joy, Nicole, Nicole, Pride and Joy, Six Eyes and ATL, ATL, Six Eyes, Nicole, Pride and Joy. Y'all like how I did that? That's right. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617, 424-243-9617. Shout out to the whole Six Eyes Radio team. We're going to have a great show as always. Yes, yes, yes.
All right, all right. Six, I got to interrupt you because we got to go to a commercial because this commercial is very important. People think
say that word again.
It's a commercial. It's a commercial. It's something important that I like people to hear because I'm here in Atlanta right now, and I've been seeing a lot of it. And actually, last weekend when I was on here, someone was texting, and they actually bumped three cars, and they all caught on fire and exploded. So I'm going to go ahead and play this. Yes. So and the reason why it happened, because they were texting. So let's hit it.
Hey, baby, I will be there shortly. Hope you are dressed. Hope the food is ready. Can't wait. Love ya. Really? Was it worth it? Now he'll never make dinner, never again, and several people won't make it home. Texting. It can wait. No texting while driving. Brought to you by Six Eyes Radio.
All right, Six Eyes, I'm passing the ball to you. Six, Pride and Joy.
Well, I think he's looking for something.
Oh, he's looking for something. All right, before I jump off, I got to run. I just want everybody to know the reason why that commercial was played last weekend was a very tragic. I had two gentlemen, actually it was three gentlemen, and their families. The one gentleman was Texan, and he lost control of his car, and he ended up destroying three other cars. Lucky everyone got out and no one got hurt, but all three cars was on fire on I-20 going past Panola Road. So I just want everyone to understand to put people in prayer, and please, before you get out there and text, definitely if you're driving 90 miles per hour or 100, don't text. All right. All right, Pride. I'm going to let Pride and Joy, I'm going to let y'all go ahead and take over.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. Again, we want to mention the number out there for everybody that's out there. It's 424-243-9617. Press 1. Once you press 1, you'll be able to come on in and talk to Mr. Six Eyes, Nicole, and Miss Pride and Joy. And we're going to be starting off with a little bit of entertainment tonight. And we're going to be going over to the founder of the Pointed Sisters, Anita Pointer, frequent lead singer of Sister Act, dies at 74 on Saturday. The cause of death was cancer. Her public said she died surrounded by family. While we are deeply saddened by the loss of Anita, we are confronted in knowing she is now with her daughter, Jada, and her sister, June, and Bunny, and at peace, said a statement. Jointly, her, join me, her was her survivors, her sisters, Ruth, her brothers, Aaron and Frizz, and her granddaughter, Roxy. Anita Pointer, she was one that kept all us so close together for so long. Her love of her family will live on in each and every one of us. Please respect our privacy during this time of grief and loss. Heaven is a more loving, beautiful place with Anita there in Oakland, group from formation 1969, until she was forced to retire due to specific health reasons in 2015. Pointer Sister had a hit album right at the gate in 1973 as their self-titled debut released number 13 on an album chart. Their first left single was recorded of years ago, Yes, We Can, narrowly missed the top 10, peaking at number 11 Billboard. That's the Pointer Sister, the founder of the Pointer Sister, and that's Miss Anita Pointer is the one that has passed on. Next, we're going to be going over again with our entertainment, and we're going to be going with Gangsta Boo. Dead at 43, RIP to another hip-hop icon, taken long before their time, another industry veteran gone too soon. Though she had made it to 2023, 3-6 Mafia rapper Gangsta Boo tragically lost her life on the first day of the year. Reports came out on Sunday, January the 1st, evening, revealing that the 43-year-old is no longer with us. Her cause of death was not known at the time. All hip-hop reports that the recording artist died after attending a concert in her hometown of Memphis, Tennessee. Her body was found on the front porch around 4 p.m. local time. Her past struggle with sustained abuse are seemingly a part of her demise. Sources close to Gangsta Boo said they believe that she died from a drug overdose. An update to TMZ offered much of the same information. Specifically, they noted that a fentanyl lace substance is believed to be at play. Right before she died, the industry icon was celebrating New Year's Eve with her brother. He was eventually taken to the hospital himself, overdosed it, but while able to overcome later that night, the party went on. As GP House, upon discerning everybody was there having fun, the next thing we know, she was gone. An autopsy has been done, but they have not gave us anything on the autopsy. And that's the passing of Gangsta Boo, dead at the age of 43. Next up, we have Mr. Damar Hamlin. The NFL family has waited tenderhooks this past week on the health of Damar Hamlin as he continues to recover in the hospital. But this weekend, the show goes on, and the final game week of the regular season still holds plenty of thrilling football. Hamlin collapsed during the first quarter of the Bills game at Cincinnati on Monday. A hospital there was postponed, then canceled by the NFL on Thursday night. The canceled game leaves the Bills at 12-3, and they will be behind the Chiefs, which are 13-3, in the hunt for the nose seed and bye in the next round. The Bills will have to play against the Patriots, which is an 8-8, on Sunday, knowing that with a win and a Chiefs loss, they could still clinch the top spot in the AFC thanks to a higher win percentage. I'm complete. That's sports entertainment. All right. So, again, we're going to be going to entertainment again. We're going to be talking about Mr. Hakeem Jeffrey made history as first black lawmaker to lead a party in Congress, Washington. Hakeem Jefferson made history as first black lawmaker to lead a party in Congress addressing the 118th Congress for the first time. In the early hours of Saturday morning, as John Lewis, with soon time, he reminded us on the flare that we may have come over on a different ship, but we're all on the same boat now, Jeffrey says, reference the late civil rights legend and longtime congressman. We are what? We are Latinos. We are black. We are Asian. We are Native American. We are Christian. We are Jewish. We are Muslim. We are religious. We are gay. We are straight. We are young. We are older. We are women. We are men. We are citizens. And we continue. Out of many, we are one. That makes America a great country, no matter what kind of haters we have trying to divide us. We're not going to let anyone take that away from us. Not now, not ever. This is what a state of American land of opportunities should be. I am complete. Next, we're going to be going over 424-243-9617. Pressing at 1 if you come on in. This is where we had the six-year-old in custody after shooting teacher in Virginia. Police chief says a six-year-old boy is in police custody after he shot a teacher at Richneck Elementary School in Newport News, Virginia. Friday afternoon, police chief Steve Drew said in a news conference, the individual is a six-year-old student. He is right now in police custody. Drew said, we have been in contact with our Commonwealth attorney and some other entities to help us, but got service to this young man, Drew. The female teacher, who is in her 30s, was shot inside a classroom and added, that was not an accidental shooting. The police chief said there was an altercation between the teacher and the student who had the firearm, and that a single round was fired. Drew, who has early said the teacher was in critical condition, said Friday evening her injuries were considered life-threatening, but that there was some improvement in the last update we got. There were no other students involved. The chief said that the investigation is ongoing. He added, Richland Elementary School will be closed on Monday, according to Newport News Public Schools Superintendent. I'm completely.
Wow. That is so tragic. 6 years old. And
six
shot a teacher.
That's
very unfortunate. You know, let me play some songs bring kids back to their youth. We're gonna take a small break. This is 6 Eyes Radio Network. Stand by. That's ridiculous.
Thank you. No.
Jar their memory.
All right. Okay.
That's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous. Why would a 6 year old have a firearm?
Right.
That's how did he get out of the house with it?
Wow. Yeah, that's terrible.
You are listening to the Six Eyes Radio Network.
That doesn't make it. Yeah, I know we got
Well, let's sing the Sesame Street theme song.
You remember it? Can you tell me how to get to Sesame Street? I mean, it's just, it doesn't make any sense. You know, 6 years
right.
old. What and how would a six-year-old get a gun? You know, that's the question.
Mm-hmm.
How would they get a gun? Where would they get a gun from? I mean,
right.
this ain't like having a bag of snacks around the house and you just, you know, pick them up. I mean, who has a gun just laying around the house like that is what I'm saying.
Right.
And, you know, it's been situations
okay.
where, you know, mm-hmm. kids have gotten a hold of guns, but, I mean, come on, are they just leaving them out there?
And then how did he sneak it out of the house to the school, and how did he get it into school?
They need to keep them
yeah.
guns locked up.
Yeah, you definitely need to keep the guns locked up. Welcome, Ruth and Wolfgang, Ken. You definitely need to keep the guns locked up, man. I'm just saying, it's just like they just left it on the table, and, hey, you know, go at it. These guns are real. I mean, you know, last when we did the New Year's show, how close that gunshot was to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that wasn't scripted. That actually happened live on air. And I was just telling people to be careful, you know, and that happened. But, I mean, that doesn't make any sense that kid was just able to get that gun like that. Now, whether it was hidden inside the house or whatever, but like we all said, they shouldn't have been able to just get that gun. It should have been in some kind of lockbox.
And more to the point,
but,
who taught the kid to shoot?
Yeah. See,
and that's what I...
Go ahead.
That's what I was going to say. The police said it wasn't an accident. So this is not only their six, but they know how to work it, too. It wasn't an accident. They meant to do it. And they hit her good two times.
Did you hear about that shooting they had? I forget where, but I read it in this magazine where this young guy, I think he was just a teenager, went in there and the store, it was a grocery store, and just started shooting everybody. I mean, it was crazy. I wish I would have kept the article now.
So, you know, when it's time to go back to school, and school will be closed on Monday. I guess after that they will let us know whether or not they will return to school or whether they're going to stay out, whether they're going to have somebody there, you know, that can talk to the kids that were in that classroom. We had a class, you know, they had a classroom going on at that time. Class was going on when this was done. So these are actually other kids that are the age of six, too, actually got to see this go on at school.
I've even heard of Amish people been shot by people, and, you know, they forgave those people.
I mean, what if you was in that predicament of the teacher? Would you be able to forgive?
I think it would be very hard, considering, especially if your own child was hit.
Well, here's for that little boy. Let's get him back to his little childhood of youth and everyone else.
Right.
It might help. Because the parents aren't doing it. This is what we grew up with when we were 6 years old. This is what we were doing, sitting in front of the TV.
Right.
Learning. Everybody sing. Go ahead, sing. Thank you. to get to Sesame Street. Do you know?
Yeah, how do you get to Sesame Street? Sesame Street, right.
Well, what you do is, so you got to start walking first.
Right.
And then you walk, you make a left, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, straight, left, right, left, right, left, straight. Now, can y'all remember those directions?
Right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left.
Almost.
Can you remember those directions? Right. Can you remember your own thing you said? Let's see if you're directionally dyslexic.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, left, right, left, straight, left, right, left.
Hey, you give me the city and state that it's in, and the town, which is, you say it's Sesame Street, I find it.
Yeah, but
I'll cheat with my trucker.
Does he have a trucker, honey? Do you have a trucker, Six?
Not the one like Ken's, but I got the first one.
Yeah, Jerry's got, I think, a captain.
Yeah, because his tracker has the MP3 player on it.
Six is the trucker Breeze.
Okay, he's got a different one than yours, and then Jerry's got that captain, I think.
Yep.
And the radio on it.
No,
yeah.
Jerry has the Breeze, too.
Okay, I haven't talked to
Jerry
much. I wish he'd come on again. I miss him on the show.
Is he doing okay?
Yeah, he does. I think he's quiet. I think once we get a little better weather, he bring the dog over and let it run into the backyard again. You know, Chloe, she's a pretty black lab. She's a cutie.
Okay. Yes, I just want to put on some of these songs to kind of get these kids snapped back into childhood and not picking up guns.
Yeah, like, how much is that little doggy in the window? That's the kind of songs we grew up with, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I like that song.
I like this song, too. We had to memorize a poem. Did I ever read a poem? Roses are red, violets are blue, sugar is sweet, and so are you. That was one of the things we had to learn when I was about 5. I think kids need to learn something. They need to find something to do instead of trying to get guns or something like that. Go someplace to play basketball or learn how to play football. I mean, do something that's constructive.
Where they shooting on the basketball go? Yes, they are. And it's bad. Kids these days don't have any imagination on, you know, just enjoying that family time or that play time. It's like they're being pushed to grow up faster instead of enjoying, you know, being a kid, not having those adult responsibilities or those adult choices or decisions to make.
Right. Yeah. Now, the difference when we grew up, A lot of kids were a latchkey kid, you know. We had the key around our neck, and we came home, you know. Or we had a babysitter, you know, to watch while mom and dad worked. But, you know, like today, with today's generation, the cable is keeping them company. The video game is keeping them company. And believe it or not, these are where kids are actually learning to shoot, because the difference when we grew up, as far as video games grow, we grew up with the Atari, the ColecoVision. And then, you know, as we got older as teenagers, you know, we were introduced to the PlayStations and stuff. But, you know, when I grew up, we started off with the Atari, the ColecoVision, Sega Master System, and the Sega Genesis. Now, after I got grown and they came out, you know, with the PlayStations and everything, but now, you know, these shooting games are so realistic, you know, they're teaching you how to shoot these guns.
Or how to kill, yeah.
So
I mean, we had the little shooting games on the Ataris and all that kind of stuff, the Galaxy, you know, but you shooting it out of space stuff. You're not actually shooting and hunting people in a game.
Yeah, like that game that I used to play real good when I had Vision. I used to kick butt on that. With one man, I could make the game flip over, which was Asteroids.
No,
and Ruth saw
yeah.
me do it. Ruth saw
yeah,
me do it.
Yeah, I like Asteroids.
Yeah,
wow.
I used to be good. When Ruth would sit there, she'd be waiting for me to get killed off, and I wouldn't be getting killed off. I'd flip the game completely over. She like, wasn't my turn, I said, when I decide I want to get killed.
If you could flip that game over, you were good.
I was. I'd go from zero all the way over to, because it was 999,999, and then it would flip over to zero, and then you start all over again. And I did it with one man.
Wow.
That's pretty good, man.
Yep.
The only way I'd get killed is if I decided to run into an asteroid just for the fun of it.
I got a question for you guys. When you're a parent, should you really let your child play with a toy gun? Maybe it gives them a bad idea.
Well, I'm not a parent, but I would say it's not a good idea to have kids play with guns because, again, you know, the difference when Ken and I grew up, we played with cap guns, you know. And then when we didn't have our cap guns, we used the little pin and, you know, popped the cap gun, you know, with the pin. But nowadays, it's too realistic. I mean, it's too dangerous. And as you can see, people are leaving these guns out just like they're leaving them in the candy dish. You know, so that's the difference. Now, even back with the episode of Good Times, when James put the gun in the shoebox, now, that was James Evans and Mrs. Evans safe. That was their lockbox. Michael, JJ wasn't going to mess with the gun. You know Thelma wasn't going to mess with the gun. Florida was scared of it. But it just goes to show you how even back then, and, you know, the Evans had it rough, survived. It's no reason why we can't survive in this time and age that we're in. You know, 2023, we're the first year of the new year, and it's no reason why people should be so lax in gun, you know, keeping their guns safe. But yeah, to answer your question, no child should have a gun. And if they opened up more boys and girls clubs, you know, maybe they would have somewhere to go, you know. Or if they had more facilities opened up for the arts. Everybody's not meant to dribble up and down the court, run a football on the field, or play baseball, you know. I mean, people aren't that athletic. You know, a lot of people are into arts. So if they had a choice and activities to go to, you know, perhaps it would be a different situation. But again, these parents have to be more responsible. You can't just put the kid in front of the cable or video game and they babysit them. Again, you have kids in the house. The parents don't know how they're doing in school because nobody's talking. Everybody's in separate parts of the house texting each other. Nobody's sitting around the dinner table. Hey, you know, what's going on in school? Hey, mom, dad, how's work going? You know? And then, you know, when one of the kids hurt themselves or one of the parents hurt themselves, oh, well, what happened? Well, you got to talk. You know? And speaking of, we neglected to do our mental check-in. My mental is stable today, so I'm going to say it's at a 10. You know, I'm all right right now, but I'm going to need you all later on in the month for Mom's passing. So I'm going to need you guys then, but I'm doing all right right now.
Amen.
As you all know, I lost my mom January of 2022.
January 27th.
Yeah, I can never forget that day.
Nope. 3 days before my birthday. But you're going to make it through. We're going to make it through. And just thankful. And you should be happy. How was your sushi?
I think it should have been more. But it wasn't bad.
He's just greedy. You're right.
Yeah.
Right.
Do y'all like sushi?
I don't.
You know,
I never ate that stuff in my life. Have you ever had it, Ken?
Sorry to say, I've had it but didn't care for it.
It's pop.
So more for six.
Yeah, I'm in danger tonight. I made peanut butter cookies and oatmeal.
Now, I don't like cookies. Now, the only kind of cookies I like Toll House cookies. Toll House cookies. I like oatmeal cookies. And there's a company called Archway. If you guys ever get a chance to get Archway cookies, they have oatmeal and they have icebox. Meal. Now, those are some good cookies with some coffee.
Mm-hmm. You mean the back in the day, Archway?
Yeah. You remember them? Yes.
Yeah, I remember them. They have one with an apple kind of filling in it or something like that.
But I didn't like those kinds. Only kind of cookies I like the oatmeal, and these are the chewy oatmeal. The chewy oatmeal,
yeah.
The iced oatmeal. And I don't know why they won't make a chewy ginger snap. Now, if they make a chewy ginger snap cookie, that would be great.
Okay.
Oh, it's boring. Right.
Someone is on slumber smurf right now.
Huh? Well,
somebody's slumbering right now. They didn't mean it, so don't start.
Then you'd love it over here. How about the chewiest oatmeal cookies you've ever saw? Roos made a pile of them, and they're real good.
All right. Let's find out who gets the sleeping award tonight. Let's find out.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God. He didn't mean it.
I'm woke. This is not a ghost. You're talking to me. I think everyone else on the line is woke. So who could be asleep? Who's all with us tonight? Lewis, are you around?
Oh, man.
I know Lewis.
Are we having fun yet, guys?
This your boy, DJ A-10. Now, he's woke.
Know,
he heard him,
go.
But he's woke.
Might be him.
He's
there
woke.
You go.
Oh, there he is.
ATL, let us out. How you doing?
You sweet to let us out.
Yeah. So I'm here. I'm woke. So it ain't him.
Yeah.
Is the woman that can make a song out of anything with us tonight?
And she ain't sleeping.
No, Benja Clayton is not here. You talking about Benja Clayton? She's not here.
Okay. So Evangelist Clayton, is she on the show tonight?
She's not on here right now. She's not here.
Then we're going to give that sleeping award out later on in the broadcast. But right now, we're on the Sixth Radio Network. Phone lines are open at 424-243-9617. That is 424-243-9617. So everybody go around with your mental and how everyone's doing. Again, my mental is doing okay today. So I'm going to say I'm at a 10.
My well, I'm doing out of 10 myself, so I'm
okay.
happy and I'm doing
amen.
Great.
Okay, amen. Amen.
And I'm like,
go ahead.
We all can't talk at the same time.
I'm a 10
okay.
also. I'm just saying, I'm a 10 as well.
A 10? Okay.
Amen.
You got to turn your voice up.
I just said amen. I was rooting for, we got a lot of teens in the house tonight. Amen.
Okay. Okay.
I'm a 10.
All right. 10. Can we get another 10? Ruthie, where are you?
I think I'm an 8 only because I'm having one of my problems with the back again. So I'm having to use a heating pad. So that's the only reason. Normally I'm way up on the rafters, even dancing. But right now I'm going, it'll get better. It'll get better the more I use the heat. Yeah, I'm just on
good.
Heat.
It's still good.
I'm going to get on heat.
It's still good, sister.
Well, you know what I thought she was going to say? You know what I thought she was going to say? Oh, surprise, everyone. I am at a 50 because I just feel like running around and skipping around the house and just dancing for the Lord. And I just on fire.
I thought
that's what she was going to say. You know, amen, though. Eight is good.
Amen.
Maybe because you ain't got the good movie music for her, six. That'll get her going.
Oh, I need my Cleveland Shuffle. I just won't be able to dance tonight.
All right now. Y'all get ready.
And you got to do your, was it helicopter thing or whatever you call it, darling?
I'm going to do the helicopter.
Yeah, I think it's called the helicopter.
Get ready.
Chopper.
Get ready,
the
y'all.
The chopper. Right, the chopper.
What?
I just got a new
thing. Get ready,
brother.
What
man? Maybe I have to
the
have him on there.
The chopper. Hey, get out there and dance. Oh, yeah. Go, Ruth. Who?
All right, honey, let's put the lights on.
I'm doing the chopper.
We want the lights on.
We got these lights in here.
Oh,
the flash to
the might be an early show, y'all, for the Wolfgang.
Put the lights
accident.
Down, though.
Next.
We'll have to get Nikhail to come over here and set me up to do Facebook Live while I do the chopper.
Now, he'd be good at that. Oh, man.
I know y'all don't want to miss that.
Oh, boy.
Pastor Bonnie, where are you right now?
I know, right?
We should have videotaped that honeymoon because that was so fun when you did the chopper, and I'm over there standing like, I couldn't know he could dance like that.
Ruthie, I don't think you're dancing right now. You're talking.
I know, because I have a sore
back. I'm going to sit Kenny down.
Kenny got a sore back.
Kenny
got a hand in the air,
watch
though.
Watch out, Kenny.
I'll probably dance tomorrow.
Okay, sister.
That's not what you said if I put that song on, you'd be up here dancing.
Well, Kenny, you want to put the lights on? I guess we could try. You want to come in and dance with me?
Ruth, I'm sick of talking. Let's dance. Okay, honey.
Oh, you guys ought to see this videotape we did of when I got new curtains. And we sent it to my family. They sent me the curtains. And you're not going to believe this, but we were doing slow dancing in the video, and the dog's cage was there, and he pointed for me to get in. It was just crazy. We've had some nutty times together.
I think it's beautiful.
Go, Rip.
All right, let's do it. Kenny, you want to come in and do it with me?
I'm going to sit you down, Kenny. I'm going to sit you down. You're not ready for this. I don't think you're ready.
Well, I don't know the steps on that one.
You can stand behind me, and I'll show you how to do the shuffle. Okay.
No, you do the shuffle. I'll do the chopper.
Okay. And you probably could do the booty bounce. What was that other one you used to do when the dog used to go out for a walk with you? Our dog actually did something that looked like the booty bounce. I mean, that dog was dancing, walking down the street.
Here's a song for y'all. Watch out, Ken. Watch out, Ken. Watch out, Ken. Penny.
Oh, my God.
Get ready, y'all. Get on Radio Network. Y'all, this is a song.
I have. This is my popcorn.
I'm really up here dancing.
Oh, she's got
Penny,
popcorn.
Oh, Lord.
What did you see?
I'll tell you what. Six would get a real shock if I played this one song I've got.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
What you got? What you got?
I got a song called Munchies for Your Bass.
Oh, now, honey, and I were getting the romantic stuff. And when he plays that so loud, when the windows are open, you could really hear that song outside, Kenny. Remember? Because he stretches his speakers with that song.
Munchies for your face.
I know, huh, sister? That's how you get 25 years down the road and half a
right.
marital bliss.
He's playing. She's playing Bootylicious for you. Bootylicious.
Yes. Yeah, right.
He's cuter than me, too.
Oh, don't
you don't dare me, do you guys?
Jelly. I don't think you're ready.
Go ahead, darling.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this is a Wolfgang. We want to hear it.
Okay, give me a few to get it pulled up.
Uh-oh. Y'all get ready.
Okay. All right.
Y'all get ready.
Oh, wow.
Once you pull your bass, I got to know about this thing.
Oh, boy. Wow. Wow.
It's worth the wait.
if they were live right now, I wrote, and you were going to dance.
Charles.
So y'all make sure. Y'all make sure. You know, come back
what?
And get back to the phone. Yes. So we hope everybody is having a great night. And tomorrow, you get to praise them without leaving the house. If you just joined us, we have the gospel show tomorrow at 12 Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific. Get to praise them without leaving the house, the Six Eyes Gospel Show. First gospel show of the new year. So join us.
Amen.
Join us.
All right. excuse me.
And let's say a prayer for that young man, that six-year-old, and let's counsel him. If he gets some counseling, possibly he can be reformed. I mean, somebody that young, you know, how do they come back from that? You know?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how do they come back? They're just 6 years old, just begun to live. You know, will that follow them? You know? Or will the parents be held responsible because the gun was out and not secure? I mean, how would that work? Anybody
know?
They're
going to have laws of the state, I believe.
What's the What state was that again, prior to Georgia?
Virginia. It's Virginia. It's in Virginia where it happened. Newport News. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But they're going to have a doctor that's going to be there, which the doctor said himself he's in shock. But
yeah,
this is going to be a doctor that's going to be on camp, you know, on the school grounds on Monday when they go back to school. So they're going to be able to have somebody there that's going to be talking to them and everything.
Now, she didn't get killed, did she?
Huh?
She just got shot. He didn't kill her, did he?
No, she just got shot, but then they said something, you know, it's serious inflicted because one went in her hand. And, you know, by her being a teacher. And
okay, here we go, guys.
Okay.
All right, honey, all right.
Get ready,
I'm ready,
y'all. Get ready, y'all.
That's how you get 25 years down the road.
helping with the song. What are you talking about?
He knows that song well.
Yeah. Now they surface. They surface. We found them. We found the Wolfgang.
We didn't know where y'all was at.
Wow.
All right.
That's how you do
it. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning.
Right. That's right. You got to keep the fire burning.
And the golden log. The golden log goes to the Wolfgang.
Yes.
Ow.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it was somebody told me once it gets better with age.
So,
well, they told you right, Sister Ruthie. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Yeah, I've had some family members that I don't know how you'd put it, but they like to do a little bit of fun dancing and stuff. But I really think my shuffle was the most fun.
Wow.
Hey, you never thought I'd have a song like that, did you, Six?
No, brother, you keep surprising me.
Honey, you should play some of our wedding music. Remember the one, was it called Face to Face? Or something like that?
Yeah, Face to Face by Alabama.
They know that song probably.
Yeah, I don't dare. Hey,
that was,
with the
trust
faces.
Me, Ruth, when you think about the words of Munchies compared to face-to-face, face-to-face is mild compared to what that song was talking about.
Here's another
song
for y'all.
You used to be into that, what was it, hard rock? And they had to do
Here's
some other
songs song for
you
y'all.
Remember there, too.
Get up, do your chopper.
Oh, hey.
This is for the Wolfgang.
All right.
All right.
Come on, honey. Come on.
Take your groove thing. Isn't that what I hear? Take your groove thing.
Yeah.
All right.
Now, this is a little fun fact. This was one of Mama and Papa Six Eyes songs, too. This is for y'all, Mom and Dad.
55 years in. All right.
This song makes me miss my drum set.
I still wish you could get one, honey. Shoot, this guy can even play in church.
You doing your chopper, Wolfgang?
Yeah, having fun.
Oh, you doing it in the garage? Okay.
Thank you. What the hell is that?
Me, I'm playing drums.
Yeah. Yeah. That's yeah.
You got the rhythm, brother. You got the rhythm.
He tried to teach me once, and I couldn't coordinate my hands with my feet very well.
And drums are fun.
All right. Now, fun fact, that guy is a, what is Herb doing now?
Herb,
they had
huh? You want to know what Herb is doing? Some teachers
yeah.
in Herb?
Because he should be like 70-something now.
He is 80 years old.
80?
Yeah, 80. Herb Pomeroy.
Okay.
He was born in 1942. He's in Anacostia, Washington, D.C. And he's been
okay.
married to Yvonne since 1959. So he knows something about shaking his groove thing as well.
All right.
All right now. What else would you like to know?
He said he's been shaking it since 1959, all the way to current.
Yeah, yeah. Been out right now.
He doing it.
All right, Herb.
Yep. What is that, 64 years or so?
Right.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, so that was one of the songs my mother and father loved.
Beautiful.
You're enjoying the Six Eyes Radio Network. Now, fun fact, I had dinner with the Emotions.
You did?
Yeah,
yeah,
with
at
who?
The United Negro College Fund. This was the last one that Lou Ross had in Cleveland. And it was myself, Ramona Robinson. Got to meet Lou Ross. How you doing, Mr. Ross? Hey, Jaws, buddy. Got to meet him. I sat at the table with Clifton Davis. And right across from me was the Emotions.
Aww.
And that was pretty cool. He was impressed that I know he wrote Never Can Say Goodbye. Clifton Davis, Ruben Gregory from Amen, the one that Thelma, Deacon Fry's daughter. He's the one that wrote that. And if you all know Clifton Davis, he was the Barbara to my mama. If you remember that show.
Oh.
Yeah, I had the big.
Now that you mentioned it, I remember it.
Yeah. So that was pretty cool. Charles, you know I wrote that. Yes. Never can say goodbye to Jackson. So that was pretty cool.
Nice.
Yeah, but Mr. Ross, it was cool meeting him. Hey, buddy. Yeah, they had that was at the BP building.
BP?
And I don't know that building end up closing down. They had a scaffolding accident where one of the window washers had fell. Not long after that event, and I don't know, but that building ended up closing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I want to
ring my bell.
Oh yeah, I love that song too. I want to ask you guys a question. How long do you think?
Huh?
I have a question. How long do you think it takes to get to know somebody? And I'm asking this question because of a reason, a specific reason. How long does it take for you to get to know someone?
Honestly, I think you never really get to know a person. You know them the more time you spend with them. The more you talk with them, you get to know them.
How long do you think that would be?
It's hard to say. I mean, it's hard to say. I mean, got to have communication. And if you have communication, you got to listen and you learn. You learn what they like, what they don't like.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it works. But I know my mother and father, they was married for 55 years, and they learned stuff new about each other every day. Even with your friends, your family, you're going to learn something new in every day. So to answer your question, you never really learn a person because you're learning them every day.
Yeah, and some people are just typical, and then you have some people that are just, they're not even true to themselves. By that I mean sometimes they're still trying to find themselves. They don't understand themselves. So I think it depends on the person, you know, and how genuine they are as well. Some people are not going to be honest about stuff and up front.
I say take your time and give it time to know someone. So let's say if we're saying know them deeply personal, I'm going to go with, long term down the road. That's a forever life learning thing. But I say day to day, it would be best if you could see one another in certain situations, like behavior versus words. But you know, it just depends upon various situations that you would have to be together in to learn more of each other. But within about 6 months, I say you might have a baseline of what's been consistent. But if you haven't seen behavior, you know, it could be more than that. So be in no rush. The word tells us not to be in a major hurry to know. Great question.
Now, another thing, now, you pay attention. Are they nice? Do they drink? You got to pay attention. You know, so you try to talk to a person when they're sober. You try to talk to them when they're drunk. And I know it sounds crazy, but it makes sense.
Well, I'm going to add this. You never truly know a person, and I guess it depends on the intentions of your friendship or relationship. You never really know a person till you live with them. You won't know all of their mannerisms and all of that until you actually are with them.
Okay.
Yeah. But by that you're married, so you're kind of in there at that point. I don't know. But good point.
I still say try to be around the person, you know, when they're drinking pop, soda, juice, and then if they do partake in alcohol beverages, try to be around them then. I'm serious. I mean, I know it sounds goofy, but it's true.
No, it doesn't.
If they have some spirits, okay, they're going to be a little bit different. They might be a little bit more lively.
Aggressive.
It all makes sense. So just, you know, keep your ears open. And like I say, try to be around through all beverages, be it coffee, cocoa, tea, juice, beer, wine, you know, heavier drinks, and then, you know, there you go. But you learn a person each and every day.
Mm-hmm.
Every day one lives, they learn something new. Yeah.
All right, because Julie Fox doesn't think Kanye West knows her full name.
Who?
Julie Fox says that she and Kanye West only been dating for a month. And it doesn't sound like they got to know each other.
He don't know her. You can't. Just like, you can't. There's no way you can meet somebody in a month and know everything about them. It's not possible.
I know this, but this is what they said. That's why she's saying they didn't get to really know each other.
You said her name is Julie, sister?
Julie Fox.
Oh, okay.
What's her name? Julie Fox.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah. And she's an actress.
What is she?
She's an actress, artist. She's been known to date a lot of people, we're just going to say. She's been known to date a lot of people. So I guess she was
Julie
trying
Foster.
To. Julie Fox.
Oh, Julie Fox.
Yeah.
F-O-X.
So she's been, you know, in and out of some brief relationships, and all of them have been with artists, really. And she was just trying to see how long she think it takes to know each other, because she said she dated him for a month and he didn't even know her full name.
Oh.
Wow. Well, the thing with Kanye... Here's the thing with Kanye, Mr. West.
Kanye didn't have all the answers.
Yeah, he didn't have all the answers. And Kanye, if your name ain't Kim, he don't know you.
Okay, I'm so glad you said that. Because they asked her, did she know Kim? And she said, yeah, she know Kim. They've been in some of the places, you know, same places. They've been at some of the same places. And they asked her, did she say anything to Kim? Or did Kim say anything to her, knowing that she had supposed to been dating Kanye? And she said, no, you know, they spoke among each other, but they didn't carry, you know, like no conversation. And then she didn't say nothing to her about it. You know, they was both just there where they was at a gathering just to have fun. They wasn't there to talk about her and Kanye or what they had together. They just, you know. They was able
right.
to be in the same building and get along together. You know, they thought it would be a big mess because, you know, it was right after they got divorced. But, no, she really had a good time. Now, but she also said this. They asked her, have you dated anyone else? And she said, why? And they said, because we know that you are known for dating, you know, like artists, rappers, all of this, and end
mm-hmm.
up with all these glamorous things.
Mm-hmm.
So they asked her that question right there, and she was like, well, you know, I get some things from them. So she just seemed like, you know, like she's this girl just out here just to, you know, just pretty much date people and get nice things from them. That's what it says. It just seems like it, you know, because she was saying that before Kanye West, she was dating Drake. This is what she's singing, you know.
Okay.
So she likes to go on these private jets and cuddle up and all these other trips and stuff that they be going on, and she likes to come back with the lavish things, you know.
So
off the
she's
trip
going on these
stuff.
Private trips. Wait, let me be nice.
Thank you so much.
Wow. So,
she got those things, but she said she hasn't talked to Kanye in a year, so that kind of tells you something. Kanye was there for the same thing she was.
So that's okay.
Because he said he hasn't talked
one,
to her in a year. Huh?
Is that the one that he dated a little bit after Kim, and he like
yeah.
brought her all this stuff? Is that her?
Yeah, that's her.
Okay, I remember that. So they said
yeah,
that he had, like, showered her with a lot of gifts.
Yeah, remember when I said it? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's...
She said she got her some Chanel bags, and she was on this private jet, and she had these nightclubs and all this stuff. But now you haven't heard them in a year, so how did it make you feel? Was it really worth it? I mean.
Yeah, but a lot of these artists, like the Kanye's and stuff, a lot of times these companies will just give them those bags just for affiliation. You know,
or just to be with them, or you know, say they with this person or whatever.
You know, and then all they do is write it off on their taxes. You know,
they're not even giving her something like they hard earned monies set aside. Like it's not a gift. Think what you're saying, right? It's not a gift per se. It's something. It's like a white elephant gift. Something they got. They just gave it to her, you know what I mean? So, but she sounds like she seems to be okay with her decisions, how she's doing her thing, her free will.
Right.
Interesting, you know?
Yeah, if she's going to get something, get a Birkin bag.
Oh, my God.
Drake got all the Birkin bags. He got all the Birkins. He got one. He had one set up for his wife. He said one day he wanted to give it to his wife. You know, but what does any of that mean? Never mind. Let me shut up.
Okay.
look up Birkin bag. You'll see what I'm talking about. That's supposed to be made with some of the finest leather and
ostrich. I couldn't believe you knew about a Birkin bag. 150,000 or more or something.
Yeah.
That's starting. Let's look that up. Let's look up the price of a Birkin bag. Because they got different prices.
Okay. Which one you want to look up, the big one or the little one?
Let's start with the little ones and go on up. Because I mean, this is some. They better make a.
I mean, we got an ostrich one for $31,300 used. I mean, you know. but she probably want a new bag. You know what I'm saying? She's doing new things, sort of. Let's see. So we look at here's a $525,000. That must be the big one.
$525,000.
Yes, American dollars. Yes.
That's a house.
Yes. That was your conclusion last time. You must have passed
out. Heck, you could train a guide dog for that kind of money.
Yeah.
Say it again, Wolfgang.
I said, you could train a guide dog from being all the way through its total training and placement with a blind person for that kind of money.
She said $500,000, not $500,000.
No,
$525,000. When she was talking about like
$2,500,
$3,500.
Oh,
$25,000. That's what it costs to train a service dog from puppyhood all the way to placement with a blind person is right around $37,000.
Wow. Oh, okay. Well, it says the Hermes Birkin bag is the single most highly coveted luxury handbag on the planet, with the Burkini bag, which is a little guy, ranging from $8,500 to over $300,000. At the boutique. It's also the most expensive bag in fashion history. And it goes on to talk about why are they so expensive. I don't know if this is of any interest to anyone, but there's a reason. They have come up with a reason why. I know they talk about the exotic materials used, like ostrich and whatnot. But there's other reasons, I guess, in this article. Yeah, but some Birkin bags go up in value. So that's when the $300,000 bag becomes a $525,000. Depends on who had it, how long, you know, this kind of thing. Yeah, Elijah, at university, had to come up with a research, some sort of project they were doing. And that's when I learned more about the old Birkin bag.
if I had that kind of money, like I said, like I said, if I had $37,000, I'd rather see a guide dog trained and placed in the hands of a blind person that could use it.
Oh, I agree. I would never in my life ask my husband for that, ever. Nope. So, you know, but everybody's different. So, yeah. And they look like suitcases. Like, I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting. Each his own. Sister, did Drake give her a Birkin bag?
She said she's not going to say anything. But they did ask her, was Drake one of the ones she said? Because, you know, I guess she done dated him, too.
How old is that lady? How old is that Fox lady? That's not Jamie Foxx's daughter, is it?
No.
Okay.
That's what I thought, too, at first. I thought the same thing at first. I said, no, I know good and well. Jamie Foxx's daughter ain't going out like that.
Let's see. He might turn into Ray and Willie Beeman at the same time. All right. So how's everybody's New Year going so far? We're in the day 8 of the New Year.
Was she fighting this
one? Overall, I'm grateful. It's coming along day by day. To be honest with you, I don't really feel a huge change from last year to this year. Oh, you said she's a model, sister?
Yeah, she was nominated for...
It just started. Okay. Just remember,
she was nominated for the Breakthrough
Future
Actor Award in 2019. Let's see what else she got. Did she got a tell? If you do have, she was just recently a mom. What was that to do?
Yeah, I never heard of that lady until, I know he said right after Kim Kardashian, they were out eating dinner somewhere.
This don't show her.
I think he had went to some fancy restaurant and they ate.
Yeah, you
seen that one?
You do want to say one, the Fox girl?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, this is Julie Fox and Drake right here. She up here to see. What did it say about him?
You did say that football player is doing better, right?
Oh, Drake was her celebrity date. So that's how they got on the private jet and the Chanel bags and stuff like that. It says that the date was her best celebrity date. So he was the best celebrity date. So all the celebrities she done been on the date with, he was the best one.
Okay.
Right.
All right.
Drake, do it.
Yeah, the football player is doing better. He actually is off the ventilator. He's able to talk. And I believe they said yesterday he FaceTimed his teammates and surprised them all.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a blessing. That's it. God is good. That's great.
Amen.
That is great.
And don't forget about all the teams that are winning this weekend. All the teams that are playing, like the ones that play today. Because, you know, it's like
16
teams play today and some more play tomorrow. They all have representative of the three somewhere on what they're winning. On their jerseys, their shirts, whatever they wear. Yeah.
Okay, that's his number, number three.
The three.
Yeah, that's his number. Mhm.
Okay.
You know what my number is?
Missed it.
Seven. I wear the number 7.
For the 7 days of the week? Seven days the world was created?
7 is the number of completion.
There you go. Yeah, it is. It sure is.
So what is 8?
New beginnings. And it's new beginnings, new something. I know it is because one time I played a game with that, with the numbers.
Okay.
Yeah, we have to look that up and see what these numbers stand for.
Yeah, that's not how I did the game. Mm-hmm.
So we thought 9 was the number. Well, okay.
7 was completion, but 9 was something. I thought 9, maybe 9 was new
it's
beginning.
It's been a long time since I did. After 8 is new beginning.
Okay.
Ain't y'all see it?
No.
I don't see it. I'm
trying to... you're trying to be fun to my nub. You don't see it.
I know. comedians are struggling to get work. He out here telling jokes for free.
Yes,
okay.
Yes,
so 7 was a symbolic in ancient Near Eastern and Israelite culture and literature. It communicated a sense of fullness or a sense of completeness. 7 is, they got the Hebrew spelling of it. It's a spell with the same consonants as the word, and it's written in Hebrew, so forgive me, meaning full. This makes sense of the pervasive appearance of 7 patterns in the Bible. That's 7. Mm. So,
yes.
So completeness.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 9, the number 9 is revered in Hinduism and considered a complete, perfect, and divine number because it represents the end of a cycle in the decimal system, which originated from the Indian subcontinent as early as 3,000 years B.C.
Okay.
It says as the final numeral, the number 9 holds special rank. It is associated with forgiveness, compassion, and success on a positive side, as well as arrogance and self-righteousness on the negative side. Now, I think we're stepping into something else here. I don't know where, I'm not sure where that's coming from. Yeah. We'll leave that alone.
Well, who can count to 10?
Well, y'all can count me out.
So
see, Mr. Wolfgang, he never asked a good question without there being a catch. I don't know, Mr. Wolfgang.
Right.
Help us out. Help us out, please.
Well, go ahead. Count to 10.
Who can count to 10?
Well, just go ahead. Count to 10. Any one of you.
I'm not going to do it. Not to be difficult or nothing. I just know there's no winning on this one. But it's going to be fun. I know that.
No, it's something I did with my math teacher. My math teacher asked me to do this once when I was a real young kid, when they were asking us, you know, teaching us how to count. And I had a humorous answer when they asked me to count to 10.
No.
Well, when they asked me to count to 10, I went 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 10.
Why? Well, where'd Zion at?
What?
It don't exist because 7, 8, 9. Well, so 9's gone.
Right. Look at that.
Oh, okay. See?
Right.
That's funny.
I knew it was funny.
How about this one? When I got older and they started doing equations, teacher asked me to get up and give the equation for pi r squared. I said, they're not. And the teacher says, what do you mean? I said, pi r not square, they're round, cornbread or square.
Round. Yes, that one, I seen that one. But that's because it's a warm-up. That's the only reason why I caught it. Oh, wow.
Six, if you are a listener, if you are a listener, you can go out with Julie Fox. She says she likes a listeners, and Drake is definitely one.
How old is this lady?
30. She said 30.
30. I'm old enough to be her father. Oh,
no,
Lord.
You're not.
Well, I am.
Well.
I mean, barely. I mean, she'd go out, with my nephew. You know, she could go out with Ernest. She could go out with Ernest. I think that would be a good date.
She could go out with who?
Ernest. All right. Where's that gun coming from again? Is that you doing that machine gun?
No. And don't say nothing. Don't say anything. Don't say anything. Just know they don't mean it. Don't
actually,
pass out
she's
no
still
more
trying
words.
To figure out what one and one is.
That's
yeah,
cool.
I'm getting out the abacus right now.
I'll tell you the answer to that. It's 11.
What's that? 11.
11.
One and one
is 11.
One and one.
And I can prove it. All I need is a chalkboard. I could show you. You take even a piece of paper, draw a number one, and beside it put another one. One and one is 11. I didn't say nothing about add. I said one and one.
Yep.
That's what I told the teacher. They asked me what one and one was. I said 11. And they looked at me, how do you get that? I says, I could show you. She goes, okay, go to the chalkboard, show me. And I went up there, and I said, one. And right beside it, I put another one. I says, one. One and one's 11. There you go.
What did she say?
And that's when she wrote your name on the no recess today. She put Kenny, no recess. No recess.
No recess day.
No recess.
She said, this guy is being smart Alex.
Yep, smart Alex. No recess.
Well, speaking of recess, another time, another teacher asked me, says, it's 10:45, recess is at noon, what time, how long to recess? I said, too long.
Oh, Lord.
That's funny.
I know, I love it. I do.
Y'all enjoying the music?
Yes. I did.
What y'all do with Ruthie? Y'all put her to sleep?
Well, I mean, you know, after doing, you know, a little munchies dance,
I'm still here. I'm just conked out on the couch.
You are.
And no, I'm not worried about psychoanalysis, Kenny.
Or your face.
Yeah, see, he knew I studied psychology, so he got the kick out of that one.
Right. Wolfgang, it's live over there at the Wolfgang tonight.
I see. He got it going on.
They on a roll.
Yeah.
They on a roll.
They are on a roll. They are on a roll. They got it tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, Kaiser.
Face.
I vote that if we have any cupcake shows that Missionary Wolfgang and our sister Ruthie, they both are in charge of the music. I want to call it Valentine's Day. I call it cupcake. Whatever we doing around
cupcake
that, then that's my
cupcake
day.
Cupcake.
Is that what they be doing? They be cupcaking.
Taken, yes. Between Pastor Bonnet and First Lady Bonnet, they on heavy rotation cupcaking. They go out on dates still and everything, and you know, and every time our sister Ruthie say anything concerning our brother,
do y'all have fun on your do y'all still
wonderful.
Have fun on your dates?
Well, we could ask Pastor Bonnet tomorrow because I know. He is quick to say they're going out to eat or they're doing something together, watching a movie
or something together. And
yeah.
They're 27 they years.
Yep. They just had.
Oh, that's how long they've been together?
27
years?
27 years.
Yes. 27.
And
oh,
their
wow.
Their anniversary was January 1st, New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
I mean, New Year's Day.
Oh, did you guys get to celebrate?
I don't think they're on here with us tonight, but they did something. They went to a movie, right, Charles?
They went to go see Avatar. Avatar 2.
Yeah.
Okay.
And coming in July, me and Ruth will be 26 years.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I was like, you guys are coming up, but I can't remember. It's warm weather. Mm-hmm. Because y'all went to the camp for your union, so I know that was warm weather. Yeah, 26 years. So yeah, that's a beautiful thing. And we know we got Mama Six and Papa Six and held it strong 55 years cupcaking.
Yeah,
Kenny, if we go back there.
They just celebrated 56 years this past June.
Oh, 56 would have made
June what?
Yep.
Six. Tell me to remember that. June what?
26.
June 26.
Yep. But it's the funniest thing. When my mother met my father, because see, my grandmother, I never got to meet my mother. I never got to meet my mother's mother because my mother's mother passed when she was four. So my aunt took care of my mom. And the first time she seen my father, she was 14, he was 19. And my father knew my Uncle Junior.
She is pretty.
Which was married to my Aunt Lee. So they knew each other. So he spoke to her, said hello. And she told my aunt, I'm going to marry that man once I get grown. And true enough, when she got grown, they went out on their first date, and they've been going strong ever since. But it was beautiful.
Yeah, staying forever together now. That's beautiful.
Yeah, so that's a beautiful thing. 56,
yes, 56 June 26.
Missionary Wolfgang, you said July. What day, Sister Ruthie? What day in July?
12.
Again, the 26th. July 12th. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and the 10th is my birthday, so it makes it even more fun because we kind of celebrate them together.
Oh, thank you for that. I don't want to ask everybody for their born days, but that is something I am interested in knowing.
I'll give you a hint. Mine is coming up real soon.
Is it right now on Sunday?
Nope, 3 days. Figuring today's already the 8th, add 3 days.
11. No, what? Yes, 11.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
What you doing for your birthday, Wolfgang?
Well, right now, not sure, but hey. Who knows? If someone wants to send me a love gift, hey, I'll be happy for that.
Okay.
So I'll probably make them a special dessert.
Oh, you take very good care.
They could send me a love gift through my PayPal, 2for1katie@gmail.com.
My grandparents were married 61 years, and they taught me a lot of things about marriage, and it was it really helped, I think, when I married Kenny. Because I would otherwise been like, oh, boy, you know. So they were just real helpful there.
Now,
61 years.
When you married Kenny, y'all got married at the camp, right?
At the camp?
No, we got married at Union Missionary Baptist.
Okay.
Yeah, we were married in a black church.
Ah, okay.
Oh, wow.
And then the very same that afternoon, we headed right off to the Lions Camp for the Blind.
Yeah, that's what I recall. Okay.
Who was your, who married y'all?
Lewis, Reverend Alfred Lewis.
Is he still living?
No, he passed away in a nursing home, but he was a real nice man.
Okay.
Now, I think I heard our sister Nikhil say the 30th is her born day. I think that's what I heard. Earlier, she made mention of that.
Yep.
How about our brother Lewis? Does anybody know when our brother Lewis, when is his born day? Do we know? But I am interested. I'm interested.
I know when Lewis' birthday is.
We don't know yet. Okay. So I said to Pride and Joy, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I'll reach out to you to know what your day is, okay, if you want to share it, if that's something you're into.
It's
September 26th. September 26th. Bless you.
Mm-hmm.
All right. All right, so let's see here. Now, 6 hours, we won't worry about that. I heard it was in June, but, I mean, I think they ran out of days or something. It will be no celebration. All right,
they
move on.
Fresh out.
Wear a jacket in winter, or maybe next year. Okay, so let's see. Next one. So this is didn't Pastor Bonner, he just had a born day. So I got a little work to do. And then, of course, Queen and AJ and Evangelist Clayton. All right. And then, you know, there's still others. Okay.
Don't forget about 100 voices.
About who? Don't forget about who?
Who's 100 voices? Are you crazy? Your brother?
Sister Emily is on November 10th.
Thank you.
Thank you, big bro.
You said November 10th?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we need to pray for her tonight. She's having some issues with her feet. She's having to actually been walking on her knees. She can't even use her feet properly. There's something wrong, and I wish she could get some help for that because it's sad that she has to do that.
Well, how did she get in the room?
Is she going to the hospital?
No, I told her she should get a home nurse because of being able to walk. She walked all the way to Walmart from her apartment the other day, and I think it was just too much.
Yeah. She didn't, wow.
Yeah, we should definitely check on her.
Yeah, she didn't step on nothing.
I don't know if you sent those 6, but our sister Mary, too. I don't know if you maybe add her tomorrow if you didn't do it. I think I missed prayer today. But our sister Mary, she's having surgery Monday.
Last week? Yeah, yeah.
Our sister Mary, okay. Yes.
Okay.
Well, who, Sister Ruthie, you going to check on Sister Emily in the morning?
Yeah, I usually call her. She'll call me. One of her friends came over tonight, and I did give her coloring, so he took it over to her. So she's got something to keep her kind of busy right now. She needs a bed because she's sleeping on a floor, and that's not cool.
Well, technically she's got one. It's still in her storage shed, and she's trying to get this one person that she gave the money to get a truck to get off his blessed assurance to get it, but the guy has been kind of hiding out, and she can't get a hold of him.
Oh, no.
Because I know they got beds for a kid, but I don't know if they have beds for an adult. We can try to, between us, see if they can find, like, a resource where she could possibly get a bed.
Well, through the Catholic Charities, they're connected also. And getting furniture for those who are, you know, kind of restarted, you know. But maybe they didn't go.
Well, that's the point. See, she's already got furniture. She just got to get her furniture out of storage.
Right. I wonder through Catholic Charities if they have a division or connected to, you know, someone who can help folks move small, you know, not you know, not a great deal, but you know, sounds like she, you know, she has something within reason that could be moved. I wonder about that.
But what does the guy happen to do with the truck got to do with the storage? He got the key?
No, what it is she already gave him the money to go get the truck, to go get the stuff. But he can't be getting a hold of it. She can't get a hold of it.
You talk about her brother,
so he ran off with
about
the
other guy.
Yeah, her brother.
Okay, because there's another Paul Cole, too, yeah.
Oh.
They both are trying to help her, though.
So that's the problem. Her brother, she gave her brother the money to go get the truck, and after he got the money, it's like she can't get a hold of him now. It's like he skipped out with her money.
I can see why she's getting more frustrated right now, too.
So you're wow.
Oh, boy. Well, we're praying for that situation for certain.
There was something on Facebook I heard that Facebook has some way you can also get free beds or something like that. I heard something about that, but you have to really know what you're doing. I don't know that much about Facebook.
Yeah, but, like, I'm thinking even a little bit more closer to home would be, like, Catholic charities, because they have different types of partnerships in the community. But I get it. She already has furniture. She just needs someone to go get her furniture for real and bring them to her new place. I just don't know if they have, like labor, like, you know, someone, you know, muscle power to go to folks that they can connect to in the community, trusted to go get it and bring it truly to her home.
Well, let me ask you a question. Why did you or Ruthie take the money and get the truck? Why would y'all trust the brother with the money?
Well,
at
first, the guy sounded like he was going to do it for her. He made himself sound real good, okay? But then once he got the money, then that's when he skipped out.
Again, any other time, you and Ruthie would do getting the truck and driving the truck. So why did y'all switch up?
Because of Roose Legs? Because of Roose Legs?
Yeah, I had some issues when I drove one time, and I had trouble getting in and out.
And on top
of
that, with my heart condition, my doctor said absolutely no lifting and stuff like that. That's why I couldn't do it for her.
I told her I might do it if I could got a smaller U-Haul, but see, that cost so much to get a U-Haul.
Wow.
And she didn't have enough money to get a U-Haul, so she had enough to get a different type of company with a different kind of truck, but her brother said, well, he'd do it, and he paid off, he was going to take care of it, but then after he got the money, then all of a sudden that was when things went downhill.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Well,
you never want
to
put somebody up front until they actually do the job.
He might have trusted him because he's brother. I don't know.
That's why she trusted him. She thought, well, okay, this is my brother. He ain't going to lie to me. Well, it turned out he was lying to it through his teeth.
Well, Benedict Arnold was somebody's brother, too.
I mean, good point.
You know, Kim, it's an odd thing. Why her family left her like that, and then what showed up when she got an apartment in the high rise? It just seems funny why they ignored her up to that point.
Well, she just had a big get together here right at the holiday time.
There's no way 20 people fit in that apartment. That's bull. No way.
Yeah, I don't think they did either, because I saw the apartment. I've been in it. It's not that big.
Well, maybe it's 20 people to her. You know what I mean? I don't know. But she did have family with her. Maybe if they had known she needed her furniture, they could have went. I don't know. I would imagine that many people showing up, they got a vehicle or truck or something. But,
yeah, they had an RV when they came up, and I guess they went back because somebody had a heart attack, so they couldn't come back until whenever. I was going to come back in the spring.
It's always,
That's what she said.
Yeah.
She told me.
So it's like this. I have yet to hear any of these grandchildren. I haven't heard a burp. I haven't heard a fart. I haven't heard anything that represents human life. At no time have I heard these people.
And then she said it was 17 people in the house watching Howard the Duck. Come on, man.
Well, it's all right. I just pray for a situation and just wondered how to get her furniture out of the storage for real so she could sleep in the bed. That certainly isn't good to be sleeping on the floor for extended periods. I thought she was getting her stuff out of the storage when she first moved in. I didn't realize she still has.
Yeah, if I don't know.
Yeah, wow.
But I guess everybody have imaginary friends, so.
Charles.
I mean, it's cool.
Yeah. We just hope she can get her furniture and get some support to her.
It'd be nice to get it done before the weather gets bad again.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I just remember the last time we were all on the phone, she were getting her things then. But, you know, this was like before Christmas. So I actually thought it was, you know, everything she was getting. I didn't really think about her having furniture per se. I figured they were going to, you know, supply those things for her, you know, fresh and new, you know, if only new to her, you know, so she didn't have to worry. But I didn't realize. So, yeah, I wish brother would have a change of heart or whatever's going on in that situation. But still, she still needs her bed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I agree. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, just letting you know, Kenny lost power on his phone, so we're having to lay low. I got mine.
Okay. Right. And you know, Sister Ruthie, I'm forgive me. I know you're bringing the Slam the Scammer report tonight. I don't know, you still feel up to it?
Oh, yeah, I got it right here beside me.
Okay.
All right, ready.
I don't know, where are we? I'm six, and when do you want that coming for?
Okay, right after this song. I'm dancing
okay.
Right now. Hold on.
All right.
Okay.
Go ahead, Chad.
Ooh.
Go ahead, Chad.
Hi, everyone.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi.
All right, now here's our Slam of the Scammer here on the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Okay, how to recognize a phone scam. Phone scams come in many forms, but they tend to make similar promises and threats or ask you to pay certain ways. Here's how to recognize a phone scam. There's no prize. The caller might say you were selected for an offer or that you won a lottery. But if you have to pay to get the prize, it's not a prize. You won't be arrested. Scammers might pretend to be the law enforcement or a federal agency. They might say you'll be arrested, fined, or deported if you don't pay taxes or some other debt right away. The goal is to scare you into paying, but real law enforcement and federal agencies won't call and threaten you. You don't need to decide now. Most legitimate businesses will give you time to think, offer over, and get written information about it before asking you to commit. Take your time. Don't get pressured into making a decision on the spot. There's never a good reason to send cash or pay with a gift card. Scammers will often ask you to pay in a way that makes it hard for you to get your money back by wiring money, putting money on a gift card, prepaid card, or cash reload card, or using a money transfer app. Anyone who asks you to pay that way is a scammer. Okay, I'm going to have a... Let's see. There's another interesting one here I wanted to put in.
Okay.
These are actual common phone scams, and they're different titles here. Imposter scam. Scammer pretends to be someone you trust, a government agency like the Social Security Administration or the IRS, a family member, a love interest, or someone claiming there's a problem with your computer. The scammer can even have a fake name or number show up on your caller ID to convince you. Learn more at ftc.gov/imposters. I thought that was a heavy one. Okay, they have one here called charity scam. Scammers like to pose as charity. Scams requesting donations for disaster relief efforts are on the phone. Always check out a charity before you give, and don't feel pressured to give immediately over the phone before you do. Learn more at ftc.gov/charity. Okay, we're going to try here another one. Okay, prize and lottery scams. Now, this is what somebody did to me. In the typical prize scam, you won a prize, but then you say you need to pay taxes, registration fees, or shipping charges to get it. But after you pay, you find out there's no prize. Learn more at ftc.gov/prize scams. I mentioned this before, but some of you didn't hear, but this guy had called me and says, you just got $5 million, and you're going to get a Mercedes in your drive. I said, who are you kidding, buddy? And this guy really even told me his name. He said I could call back later. I mean, this guy was a real piece of work. But then he started asking
Ruthie, can I take people down memory lane? Can we reenact this?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, you want to reenact?
We got to do this for the listener. Hello?
Six? You're not going to believe it? I am about to get $3.5 million in a Mercedes-Benz in my driveway by the end of the day, and I'm going to give your station $1,000.
Oh, God, this is good. You're really good, buddy.
The funny thing
is the guy's name was Billy Johnson, who happens to be the same name as our sheriff. And it's no
Billy
relation. It's funny. Okay, let's see.
Sorry what happened to you, sister. I'm sorry for the reenactment.
He's pretty cool.
I mean, I tell you, I'm okay.
Oh, my, he's good. He really is good. Okay. Oh, another thing they say that you should report any of this to the Federal Trade Commission, consumer.ftc.gov. And I actually have a little bit more information later if you guys want me to continue, because I do have some other things on fraud. Kenny knows I actually found a couple of articles. So there's quite a bit of information I keep finding on different places. I'm always wanting to catch the critter.
Do we have time for a bit more, Pete?
Yeah, we got time. Yeah, we got time. Yeah,
please, Sister Ruth, we have time.
You want to do a little more?
Yeah, do a little more on the same one.
Yes, please.
Okay. All right, let me go back to it, baby. I had so much fun with that thing with the scammer.
Take your time. We got time.
Let me try that again. I'm going to laugh my head off.
Got the entertainment
news
out the way. Mm-hmm.
Here's one. If you paid a scammer by wiring money through companies like Western Union or MoneyGram, call the company immediately to report the fraud and file a complaint. Call the complaint department, MoneyGram, at 1-800-MoneyGram, all in caps, and then 1-800-666-3947, or Western Union at 1-800-325-6000. Ask for the wire transfer to be reversed. It's unlikely to happen, but it's important to ask. If you paid a scammer using a money transfer app, contact the company behind the app. If the app is linked to a credit card or debit card, contact your credit card company or bank first. Boy, I'd feel sad if somebody went through that. That was rough. Okay. If you gave a scammer remote access to your computer, update your computer security software, then run a scan and delete anything it identifies as a problem. If you gave your username and password to a scammer, change your password right away. If you use the same password for other accounts or sites, change it there too. And new password that is strong. Yeah, I come up with some pretty ones. I never change mine, but I don't think I should. Okay.
You know, the easiest one, one, two, three, four. That's the easiest one to do. But you got people that do that. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay.
Right.
That's goofy.
Not
you
at all safe.
You don't want to do that.
Oh, now there's a real wild one. If someone calls and offers to help you recover money you've already lost, don't give them money or personal information, you're probably dealing with a fake refund scam. Oh, yeah, there's a lot of wackos out there. And they like to prey on elderly people like me. I'm 63, and they just love to get your information. I say, well, you're not getting my information. Goodbye. Because that's one thing they're looking for the most. They want what's in your bank account. That's not cool.
Right. We're having a severe windstorm out here. Forgive me if you guys hear a bunch of noise. Hold on a minute. I got to go outside. I'll be back.
Oh, okay. Are you guys okay?
Get blown away like the Wizard of Oz.
I hope not.
It's windy outside. It's windy out here. I didn't look.
I better tie myself to the doorknob. Yeah, but it's I don't want y'all to hear all that. I don't want to be disruptive.
Yeah, I had an aunt.
I think I covered most of it. There's a little more. Oh.
Yeah, I had an aunt get blown away windstorm.
They might cover
they
that.
They found her on the roof.
Stopping call. That's a good one. We usually call block ours. Whenever they call those kind of people, we just call block them. I mean, I call block so much now that I can't put no more on there. And I made a list
of the
callers that called me, too.
The biggest thing that people do when you call, because my mother had a good habit of doing this, when she answers the phone, she'll say yes. And they can take that yes and put it anywhere they want, you know, so don't answer the phone by saying yes, hello, and that's it. Don't, you know, because they can take that yes, all right, so you agree to send $5, yes, they can put that $5, you agree to send $50, yes, you see how what I'm saying? So they can take
well,
that, yes.
When you were talking about saying, answering with hello, I go a little further. If I hear a bunch of background noise like it's a telemarketer, I go, hello, FBI, all calls are recorded and traced. Next thing I hear is click.
I like that one, missionary kid. I answer
and they don't call back.
Oddly enough.
Wonder why they don't call back.
Yeah.
But here's back.
Yeah.
Okay, did you guys want any more? Are you cutting out or what?
What time did you get to be?
I got 1:30, but I don't know if that clock's right. Is that clock right?
Well, we'll cut out at 2 o'clock. Everybody still hanging? Everybody still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Yeah, his just went out. This phone's still working.
Brian, enjoy your still
charging.
There?
Oh.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, do you want me to
everybody,
get the cell phone?
Everybody, Nikhil, you everybody still there?
Who's this for Nikhil?
You want to hold it, you can get done.
All right, I didn't know if you want me to do anymore. I also got the ones on the frauds. They even tell you how to report fraud. It's pretty cool.
Well, yeah, that's important as well. Do you have time to tell us how to report it?
Yeah, it says reporting phone scams. If you've lost money to a phone scam or have information about the company or scammer who called you, report it at reportfraud.ftc.gov. If you didn't lose money and don't want to report a call, you can use our streamline reporting form at donotcall.gov. That's a cool one, all lowercase.
Report the number that appears on your caller ID. Even if you think it might be fake, any number you're told to call back. The Federal Trade Commission analyzes complaint data and trends to identify illegal callers based on calling patterns. We also use additional information you report, like any names or numbers you told to call back, to track down scammers. We take the phone numbers you report and release them to the public each business day. This helps phone carriers and other partners that are working on call blocking and call labeling solutions. Your reports also help law enforcement identify the people behind illegal calls. And I actually called them one time about this guy. They said, best thing for you to do is call the Federal Trade Commission, because they said they don't handle actual scam calls. Please don't.
Mm-hmm.
That was a, no, they just don't have time. Let's see if we have anything else interesting here.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Here's one. If you call and offer help to recover money you've already lost, don't give them money or personal information. You're probably dealing with a false yeah, I think I got that one covered before. Okay, I think we've pretty much covered this. Oh, if you've already paid the guy. Now, this is really, if you paid a scammer by wiring money through companies like Western, oh, yeah, I covered that one, too.
Yeah, you did.
So I think I've covered this one. So we'll do the fraud next time if you guys want. So I got, that's a small little thing. That's not real long.
Especially considering our this phone Ruth is using is running out of juice.
Yeah, I can do the ones about 10 things you could do to avoid fraud. That's be our next section. That's going to be cool.
All right. Well, we want to thank Ruthie for our Slam the Scammer. But thank you for that report from the Wolfgang. Scammers Beware. I'm going to keep you safe from the Six Eyes Radio Network.
Yeah, we'll catch you tomorrow, considering this phone is going to die on us and we're going to be off the show anyway.
All right. All right.
Okay, love you.
Catch you tomorrow.
See you in the morning.
Take care. Have a good night. All right, God bless. All right. And then there was three.
Four.
All right. Are you feeding the world today, or what's going on?
Who's feeding the world?
Well, you get the entertainment news. Do we have any local news?
We still get.
Do we have any local national news?
Yes,
if I can, if you could play one song and give me just one moment, please. Thank you so much.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
Since we're playing cupcake songs, you take a request, or you got something going? I mean, don't let me cramp your style or nothing.
What song you want to hear?
Oh, I was thinking maybe you had the Flamingos. Which is my grandparents' favorite song. Well, one of their favorite songs. I only have eyes for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Since we out here, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They were married 35 years.
35. Okay. Right,
yeah, like 35 or 36. Yeah. So that'll be awesome. That'll give me time to get my act together over here. All right. Just one moment.
All right, here's for your grandparents, and they're up there dancing.
Hey, I'm back. I'm finally in. I'm in a nice spot. It's your boy, DJ PLM Style. I'm back. Hey, guys.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, brother, welcome back.
What's going
back.
On, bro? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing okay. Just finally made it back to the game, so I got everything set back up. I got to get connected again. Get everybody. I brought everybody in that asked to get in. Just want to make sure everyone is still in.
Okay. Yep. We're all here, brother. So I don't know if you just heard, but we just did like a bunch of scam reports to watch out for, because they're out there.
There's one with AT&T. There's one with a couple banks right now that I know about. They've been discussing lately. And you have to be very careful. If anybody sends you an email and they ask for any of your banking information, or if they ask for anything that you consider that's definitely considered for you, banking information, anything like that, don't do it. And even though they'll say that the dirigible company, they're not the company.
Wow.
Just,